We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Hurricane Hotline as we continue. This week, Miami in football will take on North Carolina State. Kickoff will be at 7:30, and we'll be on the air at 3:30 with our pregame show. But we continue now on the hotline with our coaches edition of the hotline. We now turn to University of Miami baseball, and joining us, University of Miami head coach Gino Demari. And, well, Gino, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. It's I appreciate you asking. It's good to be able to talk with you because it feels like we're talking baseball, even though we got a few months to go before we start, but we're right in the middle of our fall practice, and it's always nice hearing your voice. I know that.
I have to tell you a quick funny story. We're doing a lot of work now out of Mark Light Stadium, out of your baseball stadium for the football season, and I went over there one day because we were going to do a TV show, and I walked into the stadium, and I immediately walked over to the clubhouse. As I was going to go in the door, and I stopped myself and said, you dummy, you're not here to go see Gino. You're here to do a football TV show. But I'm so accustomed to going to see you when I go into the stadium. It's hard to break habits.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, my goodness. Well, certainly, I guess things have changed. There's no doubt when you're doing your show and games and stuff from over here. But I'm glad we're able to accommodate you.
All right, well, when the pandemic started, we had just started, really, college baseball, and you were just into the conference season, and you had a heck of a team. How now that you reflect on that, how did you manage to get through it, and really, it had to be heartbreaking?
It was. It was a tough situation. You and I have spoken about this, and I won't go into length, but just so many things transpired from the moment we were driving back home from Central Florida, which was the last game we played, and the moment of just the unknowing, the future, you come home, but we're not sure what's going to take place, but we know we're not going to Virginia Tech to play, and you're hoping, oh my goodness, let's just hopefully figure this out. This thing's going to pass us, and oh, what did we, obviously in for a rude awakening with what has taken place. It's been a long, long off season. It's been very slow. It's just an unusual thing. Never been used to this. Players are used to playing. Athletes are used to working out. Coaches are used to either coaching, recruiting on the road, or we're out in the field. Just a very, very unusual thing. And again, I'm sure for a lot of people, everybody, obviously we're all in this together. I've said that many a times, but, It certainly was a shame because we felt like we had a team. You work hard to put a team in place that you think can make a run at this. And, we had the pieces of the puzzle, certainly from a pitching standpoint in the rotation, was as good as we felt like we've ever had. And, when those guys are throwing, you got a chance to win every game with those guys. And then, of course, we had a lot of returning guys back from a good offensive team. And so we felt like this was a year for us that we can make a really good run at it, and it got taken away from us. And so I think it's a little different feeling than teams that maybe didn't feel like they have a run. And I know there was other teams that felt the same way we did. So it's a tough thing to swallow, but, if we're going to be the program I expect us to be at Miami, We got to be each year and year out. We got to have a team we put on the field that we think can get to Omaha and win. And so, and I feel good about this team that we got coming up. But and that's all we can do. We can't look back. We just got to look forward.
All right, you are back out on the field. Two things. What has stood out for you during fall ball? And two, you do have the Orange and Green World Series coming up this week. So what has stood out and what are your expectations of the World Series?
Well, we're 3 weeks into fall. We got two more weeks to go. And like you said, yes, the World Series will start this upcoming week on Wednesday, which always, always fun. The players, we have some of our leading veteran guys. They came in yesterday after our practice and they do a draft. We do a draft with them. They draft the teams, and then they'll coach the teams and run them. And we put some rules in place, make sure guys don't get overused, obviously, on a pitching standpoint and things like that. But, yeah, I think the thing that stand out to me is the young guys. We have some really talented young players. Not surprising, our recruiting class was ranked number one in the country in a number of polls. And so we knew we were going to have some talented guys. I think I've been most impressed with just the character of the guys. I've been very, very excited about it. It's fun coaching guys that want to get coached, that want to get better, that have great attitudes, that love to play the game. And these young guys, it's just very, very exciting. And then, of course, with all our veteran guys coming back, it's just, I think, a really good balance of guys that have been here before and know what it takes and are hungry, because a lot of those guys were on that team last year, the veteran guys that got it taken away from them. Those guys are hungry to be back. And then, of course, with these young guys, it's just very exciting for us.
You mentioned your veteran players coming back, Chiral, Gill, Villard, Del Castillo. I guess you got a Del Castillo brother as well. What kind of impact do you expect from your veteran players?
Well, certainly on the leadership standpoint, I expect our guys, the veteran guys, and they've done a good job of, just showing these guys, the ways of, how things are done here. And, it's always good to have guys. You hear the coach say it so many times. Sometimes it's better to hear it from the players, their peers, in terms of their teammates and veteran guys. And guys, this is the way we do things here. We're not going to do it this way. We're going to do it this way. And this is the expectations. And so it's good to have those guys, certainly from that standpoint. Obviously, you just named right in the middle of our lineup from an offensive standpoint. Lala is back as well, who's been our leadoff hitter for the last couple of years. And Jenkins, who's been in and out of the lineup, he's actually been hurt with, he had an injury in his ankle, but he's starting. He'll play in the World Series. He's been getting at bats. He looks as strong as I've seen him. And then, of course, you got Gabe Rivera. I'm just naming the outfield there, a returning guy. But Terrell and Villar and Del Castillo on the offensive standpoint. Gill actually had a tough injury the other day, and he's going to be out the rest of the fall, but he'll be back. He'll be ready for the season, but he'll miss the rest of the fall. But, and then pitching wise, obviously we've got to replace those guys that I mentioned to you, the three, and Bell and McMahon and Ciccone. We have some veteran guys coming back. We've got a number of new pitchers guys that are going to have to learn that they're going to have to step in and play right away and be able to pitch right away. We've got a number of transfer guys and some freshmen with this pitching class. And so that's the one thing probably that stands out, that we're going to have to really do a good job developing these guys and getting them ready. Because I think from an offensive standpoint and defensive standpoint, I think we're going to be as good as we've been in a long time defensively, and offensively we should be good too as well.
I should mention one of the biggest changes in your program is down the right field line, the brand new Jimmy and Kim Klotz Indoor Player Development Center, which opened this semester, an incredible facility. What kind of impact will that have on your program?
Well, it already has. In the fall, we haven't had the greatest of luck with weather. Even last spring, I recall playing series in pouring rain and just the shortened 16 games that we played, we didn't have great weather. And it's carried over to the fall. I'd say half of our practices when we were during in September or October we were doing our individual workouts, we got rained on, and you know, lightning, and it was coming down good. So the for the first time, we had somewhere to go, which we haven't had in all these years. And the indoor facility has been, I think I used the term game changer. It's been huge for us, Joe. It really has. We don't have to worry about missing a day with weather. We can always go in there and get a lot of work done. And so from a development standpoint, which is the most important thing that's there for us, develop the players, it certainly has served its purpose already in just a few months. And then, of course, well, recruiting hasn't come to play yet because recruits can't come on campus with the COVID. We're in a dead period. But you know, when that changes, you know, obviously that's going to be another big point for us in recruiting and helping us get players, because it's not only it's a beautiful indoor facility. We're able to do a lot of things, Joe, but it's got a lot of equipment in there that can help guys in terms of technology and guys being able to see themselves and be able to really break down their swings and pitchers and their mechanics and throwing, because we have three bullpens in there. We've got a lot of lanes for hitting, many, many machines, different kinds of machines, and all the different cameras and technology that's state of the art. So it's been so exciting for me to be able to know that our guys don't have to waste a day or days, and it would have been a number of days, that we can do things in there and continue to get better day in, day out.
And of course, Jimmy Klotz is a great University of Miami fan and really loves University of Miami baseball and has for a long time. So happy that he was able to do that for your program. I think back to the last time we were at the NCAA regional tournament last two summers ago at Mississippi State, and the way they were able to use their indoor facility during the NCAA tournament for teams to get ready for the game. Perhaps I'm speeding here, but I would also think that a facility like that would help you during the postseason.
Yeah, you're absolutely, because as you've known over the years, that's June, and that's when you can get some weather in here. And, I mean, you're getting ready to play your most important games of the year in the NCAA tournament as you start regionals, super regionals, if you're lucky enough to host both. And here for us, over years, we've had weather come in, and, you know, our cages are outdoors. And so you're not able – it's rains in there. And you can't hit on the field in a lot of these tournaments because – you got games going on prior to the game you're playing, maybe, and so you're not able to hit on the field. You have to hit in the cages, and the cages are soaking wet. So what do? Well, you end up just hitting off of tees, and you're getting loose, and you're hitting jug balls, and you're not hitting baseballs, and the coaches can't throw because everything's puddles and soaking wet. So that's going to be great for us in terms of, I'm hoping, as we move forward in our program, you know, we are a team that's going to be hosting many regionals as we have in the past year, and super regionals. And just knowing, having that indoor, we don't have to worry about that, not only for the tournament, but practicing, getting ready for the tournament. Again, that time of year is a little tough, as we know down here in South Florida. Come June, you can start getting those afternoon thunderstorms, and that affects us in terms of, again, most important time of the year for us in developing our guys.
Talking University of Miami baseball with Hurricanes head coach Gino Demari. I got to ask you a couple of questions about, we just had the Major League World Series in the playoffs, and I thought they were incredible all the way through the postseason. So two things. First, what has happened to baseball? Closers are starters. Starters are closers. Guys that are number four hitters are leadoff hitters. Shortstops are playing short right field. The game in the postseason was almost unrecognizable, but it was very exciting. Do you expect any of those trends? I guess some of them already have, but do you expect more of those trends to go into college baseball? They were using, maybe they used the college baseball formula. In some of those games, it was a new pitcher in every inning.
Well, you see that in college, in midweek games. We've never been a team that's done that before. We're kind of probably the old school of establishing four starters and having the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the midweek guy go. And that's the way we've always done it. And not always, but that's the way we've done it for a long time. And we'll continue to do that. When we face team in midweek games, there's a lot of times those teams will throw nine guys at us in nine innings. And, you know, I think in the playoffs, in the NCAA tournament for us, you could see things change a little bit, Joe, when you get into maybe a loser's bracket and you got to play through them and you got extra games, and then you do have to change maybe how you do your pitchers. Again, not us as much maybe, but some other teams have done that. But you're right. The game's evolved a lot. I'm thinking that tournament you're talking about, my first year when Terrell was hitting against one of the teams, I believe it was Central Michigan, and they played four outfielders. Yeah. And, of course, I saw playoffs in the World Series. Maybe the most drastic, I mean, technology, obviously the analytics has changed the game a lot. Some not for the best, as I guess people can argue with the Tampa situation and pulling the pitcher after he dominated for, I don't know, what was it, five innings, I think, or something like that. But, I think you got to have a balance. I think it's good to have the information. I think you can get overwhelmed and inundated with it. I think you need to use your instincts. You got to use your ability watching the game as the game transpires in front of you and adjusting from that, along with the information you get from all the technology. I think all that's important. But, yeah, I mean, shifting, we didn't do that until, my first year. JD and I had sat down and talked, and we saw some teams doing it against us, and we believed in it. And it doesn't always work, but, over the course of the year, the percentages play way in favor of moving our defense around. And if you came watch us practice, we're shifting on our players all the time, our own players, because we know our own players very well. So we're shifting with them and doing different things. And it's good. I think it's good. Baseball has always been, it seems like for many years, was stuck and stagnant for a while in its ways. I'm glad that it's kind of come out of its shell a little bit and it's adjusted to different things. And I know some people might not think it's good, but, I have no problem with it. But you're right. It's certainly, the game has changed a lot, and it's still, every World Series you watch them, they're all so exciting. They're just, every year it seems to, the next one seems to be better than the last, and this one certainly was that way as well.
Kevin Cash got quite a bit of criticism, obviously, but he had a lot of information, managed that situation probably the same way all year long. But when you look at a game like that, the importance of a game like that, do you think to yourself, gee, if that situation comes up for me at a World Series, College World Series, do you run that situation over in your mind of what you might do if you're faced with something similar?
Yeah, so, again, I try, you got to be balanced everything out. And every situation, even though, I guess, and I could be wrong in what happened there, but I believe, the guy, the pitcher, he has basically, anytime he gets to the third time around in the lineup, I guess he's not as successful, and that's where he was getting to, and that's when they pulled him. And so I get it. All right, so you have those numbers and stats that say that. But you also, if you're going to do that, you're, to me, and I'm not like this, I would never be like this, I almost is like you're a robot as a coach. And it's not, I don't think it's a good way to get the trust of your player, because your player, obviously, you can't just say that. That's not a way to show confidence in him that, every time you get to the third, I'm never going to give you a chance. Then he's saying, basically, when you get to the third time around the lineup, you're going to be out of there. Well, what player wants to hear that? Obviously, he's got to prove that he can get those people out. But, he had dominated that game, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm sorry, I didn't watch all the games, but I did hear about what had happened, and I watched some of the game. He dominated the game up to that point, and I believe he had dominated the more so the guys that were getting ready to come up already early in the game. Their first two at bats, he had already pitched very well again. We're not successful against him in that situation, and prior to him being taken out. And so, and I think being a left-handed pitcher, he had some lefties coming up too. So there's a lot of things that in that particular situation, it's maybe different than the other situations when you pull them out and it was there getting ready to go into their third time around the lineup. The other thing, Joe, I'll speak as a hitting coach and a former hitting coach. That is a huge relief. Yeah. When you got a pitch dominating you as a team, and I mean dominating mentally, it's draining on you, and you're sitting yourself questioning, oh my God, this guy's got great stuff. And oh my, to take him out, and the offense didn't do anything to take him out. It was the coach. That's a huge relief and a weight off the shoulders of the offense. It almost is like, this is kind of going through my mind going, oh my God, they must be thinking, here we go. Now's our chance. we got him out of there. We didn't do anything to get him out of there, but we got him out of there, and now here we go. And it's just a mental confidence booster that the coach is doing for the other team, which is not something you want to do. So I'm not like that. I would not be like that. I think you just – every situation's different. And I know it worked for them all year long, I guess, but it didn't work for them in the most important situation. I know that.
That's going to be a long winter for them. Well, it's going to be hopefully a short time until we get to University of Miami baseball. We look forward to a season. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but we do look forward to a season, and I think it would be great to have college baseball, because college baseball in this town would be some very good medicine, I think, for our community, and hopefully we can get to that.
Well, I do too, Joe. And it, again, like I said, it's good just hearing your voice and talking with you, because that means kind of we're talking baseball. And of course, you know, again, we got our season taken away from us, so it was a tough situation. And nobody's looking forward to getting back to doing what we normally do than our guys here. I know that. So I appreciate it. And again, I look forward to talking to you hopefully soon.
All right. That's University of Miami head coach Gino Demari. We will continue on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.